when you have too much hay in the barn, you have to put it outside. What do you call it?
Well, we have stacks. You stack this hay around a tree, and just going up with it about 20 feet high. And it'd be there all the winter. Just they'd eat it down, and it'd just come coming on down. And
how would you get it off? What'd you get it off of?
The cows would eat it off.
Oh, you just leave it there, they come.
Leave it there, yeah. They come up and eat out from under.
Where'd you milk your cows?
In this cow barn.
Any special place where you put them?
No, it's under the shed there.
Did y'all have any? You said you had some pork. Where'd you keep the pigs?
Well, you have a pen, say something like a couple of acres wide in, rails in. You didn't have any wire. You rails, split rails. And you have your house that you kept these hogs in. And then when you go to get ready to fatten them, you put them in a special pen on a floored pen and kept them in there until you got ready to kill them.
What'd you feed?
Corn.
No table scraps or
anything? No, well, he'd have a slop, but that mostly was corn.
Would they eat anything?
Oh, yeah, hog would eat anything.
Anything at all?
Yeah, just anything.
I thought they would eat the
meat. That hog would eat anything.
All right, where'd you put your milk and butter?
Well, we had a safe where you could put your butter in, and your milk, of course, you had these stone churns, and you churn this milk. And get your butter.
Where would you keep it then, after you made it?
Well, you'd have containers made out of stone, just like churns is made out of. And you put it in that. And then we had a place in this smokehouse, a hole dug out in there, and you poured water in there and keep it cool. And you put that was the refrigeration you had.
Where'd you put your vegetables and stuff in the winter? You know, like your potatoes and stuff?
Oh, well, and in this cellar we had now, when we dug our sweet potatoes, we'd haul a load of sand and put in this place in this cellar. And you bury those potatoes out in the sand, and they'd keep all the winter. They wouldn't freeze. See, if they froze, they'd rot.
Did you ever hear of anybody digging holes in the ground and putting things in them?
No, we take turnips now in the fall of the year. We had a lot of times we'd raise the rutabagas and we'd put them in a pile and take corn stalks and shock over them. Makes them like a tent. And they stay there all the winter.
What do you call it where you keep all your livestock in an area together when you bring them up towards the house? What do you call that area?
Locked.
Where do the cows stay in the daytime?
In the pasture.
In the summer when you cultivate your cotton, what do you call that?
Well, the first thing in the spring of the year when you get ready to plant your cotton, you go bed your land. When you got that done, you go to plant. Why, then you'd the first one would run the fertilizer distributor. You'd put the commercial fertilizer in this bed, and the next one would run the top hire over it, and then the next one would run the planter, and that planter was called the dialogue. That was the name of it. It put out a roll of seed about as large as your arm, and it bust the ground like a mold. You'd sure get a stand. And now, of course, they use different planters for that, altogether different.